This is Saraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. The room at the Serena Hotel was packed with Americans and Afghans who watched the results being broadcast on a big screen. Nearby were life-size cutouts of Senators Barack Obama and John McCain, and tables packed with stickers and buttons from both campaigns. Organizers even set up an unofficial polling station for Afghan visitors to cast ballots. The result? 74-3 for Obama. One voter who cast a pretend ballot was Jamila Mujahid, who runs the Voice of Afghan Women radio station here.
You like Obama? You voted for Obama? Why?
Obama is a very strong man, the young, the good idea, yeah?
How do you think he will help Afghanistan?
Obama Jawanas.
She believes, like many here, that Obama will pay more attention to Afghanistan and bring needed security and development. Sebghatullah Sanjar, who heads President Hamid Karzai's policy department in Afghanistan's Republican Party, was one of the few Afghans who voted for McCain in the pretend election. He says he supported McCain because he has more experience than Obama and spent his life fighting for democracy, both in the military and political arena. Outside the hotel, U.S. and Afghan security forces blanketed the area to prevent any incidents like the one at the Serena, where Taliban gunmen and bombers in January killed 6 people. But Afghan police say earlier in another part of Kabul, militants fired a rocket that killed one Afghan in his home. The militants were targeting nearby NATO bases. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.